Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the weekly program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this week's program, we have Allie Highsong back on the program. She is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. The podcast is dedicated to providing content and information related to the NFL's Cleveland Browns. We discuss the Browns game against the Raiders, also Browns offense and defense. We talk the Browns next game against the Green Bay Packers on Christmas Day, also what foods are served at a Browns tailgate, and so much more. And plus, we have a preview of Week 16's most important games in the National Football League. But again, man, what a crazy week it was again in the NFL. Again, COVID impacted a lot of the games. The games were postponed, pushed back, but nevertheless, the NFL pushed through and was able to complete Week 15 in the National Football League. So let's get right to the most important games of Week 15 in the NFL. Let's start with a Thursday night matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Los Angeles Chargers. Patrick Mahomes' game-winning touchdown pass to Travis Kelce would help the Chiefs beat the Chargers in overtime. Final score 34-28. The Las Vegas Raiders took on the Cleveland Browns. Of course, the game was postponed due to COVID-19 cases impacting the Browns. It was definitely worth the wait as Daniel Carlson's game-winning field goal helped the Las Vegas Raiders beat the Cleveland Browns 16-14. The New England Patriots took on the Indianapolis Colts in a Saturday night showdown, and the game would belong to the Colts. Final score, Indianapolis 27, New England 17. The Tennessee Titans took on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a close game at Heinz Field in downtown Pittsburgh. The Steelers would hold on to beat the Titans. Final score, 19-13. Again, another game that was postponed due to COVID-19 cases affecting the Washington football team. They played it on Tuesday night. It was an NFC East showdown between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles would go on to win 27-17. The Green Bay Packers took on the Baltimore Ravens in a thrilling game in Baltimore. No Lamar Jackson, but Tyler Huntley did his best to help the Ravens get closer to a victory. But in the end, Aaron Rodgers doing what Aaron Rodgers does best, being in MVP form. Aaron, along with the rest of the Packer offense, got points and were able to beat the Ravens in a close one, 31-30. Sunday night football between the New Orleans Saints and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What a defensive showdown, and what an impressive performance by the Saints defense, being led by Dennis Allen, filling in for Coach Sean Payton, who was overcoming his COVID-19 issues. The Saints beat the Buccaneers Sunday night football 9-0. Monday night football, the Minnesota Vikings took on the Chicago Bears, a low-scoring affair, but it doesn't matter because a win is a win is a win, and the win that the Minnesota Vikings got, the Vikings would beat the Bears. Final score, 17-9. And those were your scores from week 15's most important games in the National Football League. Now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay, in my opinion, I'm going to just call it as I see it, Green Bay is the best team in the NFC right now. And I think Green Bay is the best team in the NFL right now. Green Bay is currently on a 3-game winning streak, beating the Rams, beating the Bears, and then just last week in Week 15, beating the Baltimore Ravens. Aaron Rodgers is at the peak of his powers right now. I mean, he's definitely the front runner, I think, to win the league MVP this year. Also, Devontae Adams has been the best receiver in the league right now. You've got a defense that's been opportunistic and playing well, and definitely everything is in favor for Green Bay to be the number one seed in the NFC. There's the Christmas Day game against Cleveland, then there's Minnesota, and then there's Detroit. So right now, everything is falling in Green Bay's lap right now. Two out of the next three games are going to be at home at Lambeau Field. So certainly, Green Bay, they have their work cut out for them, but their work is cut out for them in a different capacity. Again, it's theirs for the taking because Tampa Bay has suffered injuries. Of course, with Tampa Bay, Leonard Fournette most likely is going to be out for the season. Chris Godwin is going to be out for the season. Mike Evans is expected to miss some time. So everything is falling into Green Bay's lap right now. Again, the next two out of three games are going to be at home at Lambeau Field. And these next three are winnable games: Cleveland, Minnesota, and then they end the year at Detroit against the Lions. So Aaron Rodgers has played well. Aaron Jones is running the ball well. Davante Adams, he's catching the ball pretty well. Also, they've got Alan Lazard as a nice contribution to the team. Mercedes Lewis has played well as of late. Defensively, Green Bay has played well, particularly with the secondary with Rasul Douglas, Darnell Savage, just to name a few on that defense. And Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith and Devondre Campbell have played well as of late. And, of course, Kingsley Keke and Dean Lowry on the defensive linemen. So look out for Green Bay because Lambeau Field in January is a whole different atmosphere. And, you know, the clock is ticking right now. There's only three more games left in the regular season. So everything is in favor right now for Green Bay. It's for the taking for them right now. And I don't see them wasting this opportunity. My next storyline is going to be the New Orleans Saints versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on last Sunday night. This was a shocker. 9-0. The New Orleans Saints beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0. The Saints came into Tampa and they shut out the team that is with the number one offense in the National Football League. Tom Brady had no answers. Leonard Fournette had no answers. Rob Gronkowski missed some important plays, dropped some important passes, and man, Taysom Hill, he was opportunistic. He did what he did. But let's give a lot of credit to that Saints defense. Again, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, recapping the scores from the most important games. Sean Payton missed his game as a result of COVID-19. Dennis Allen was the fill-in, was the acting head coach for this team. And people forget Dennis Allen is also one of the top defensive coordinators in the league. I'm going to read some of the stats from the Saints-Buccaneers game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was the leading tackler with 6 tackles, and he had 1 interception. Cam Jordan, 2 sacks. Marcus Davenport and David Onyemata both had a sack in this game. I mean, Marshawn Lattimore, and to give credit also to the Saints secondary, because those Bucs receivers are very good, very physical, with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, and the Saints secondary, Marcus Williams, Marshawn Lattimore, also P.J. Williams and Malcolm Jenkins and Paulson Adebo. They all did a great job in taking and shutting out the team with the number one offense in the NFL. That says a lot. Again, 9-0, you know, but there were many chances where the Bucs had an opportunity to get into the game. I think if Gronk would, there were a couple of passes that Gronk had missed that either could have easily been touchdowns or maybe would have put Tampa, got him in the red zone and maybe got him a touchdown and maybe a couple of field goals, and the game would have been even closer. But, hey, the game is done. It's water under the bridge. And for the second time this year in the regular season, the Saints beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0. Man, this was – oh, boy, this was – again, nobody saw this coming, including me. But the Saints handled their business on Sunday night, shutting out the Buccaneers 9-0. And for my last storyline, yes, it is still a storyline impacting not just sports but just everyday life, COVID-19. And, man, I'm going to give you just some of the key names that have key names on the teams that have been impacted by COVID-19. I want to start off just with the Baltimore Ravens. Sammy Watkins, Jimmy Smith, Justin Houston, Pernell McPhee are some of the players that are on the COVID-19 list for Baltimore. For the Buffalo Bills, we have Cole Beasley, Deion Dawkins, and John Feliciano on the COVID-19 list for the Panthers. Christian McCaffrey is on there as well. For the Chicago Bears, some of the most important players on the COVID-19 reserve list are Artie Burns, Andy Dalton, Mario Edwards Jr., Eddie Jackson, Allen Robinson. You have Tayshaun Gibson and DeAndre Houston Carson. And again, for the Cleveland Browns, currently Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, also Kareem Hunt, Austin Hooper. You've got Grant Delpit, Also, you have Jedrick Wills and Jadeveon Clowney. Those are just some of the important names for the Cleveland Browns. Also, some important names for the Detroit Lions, Nickell Robey-Coleman, Alex Anzalone. Also, Jared Goff is on the COVID-19 list as well. For the Green Bay Packers, you have Kenny Clark. And also, we have for the Kansas City Chiefs, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Harrison Butker, Chavarius Ward, Willie Gay. Also, you have Rashad Fenton, just some of the names that are on the COVID-19 list for the Kansas City Chiefs. For the Los Angeles Chargers, Joey Bosa, Corey Linsley, and Andre Roberts. Again, for the Los Angeles Rams, Jalen Ramsey. Also, you have Tyler Higbee, Troy Reader, just to name a few for the Rams roster. For the Miami Dolphins, currently Philip Lindsay, Jalen Waddle. You also have Justin Coleman as well. For the Minnesota Vikings, Alexander Mattison, Dede Westbrook, Danielle Hunter. And also for the New England Patriots, you have Kendrick Bourne and Ronnie Perkins. For the New York Giants, you have Adoree Jackson, also Daniel Jones, Sterling Shepard. You also have Kadarius Toney and John Ross. Also some important names to pass along for the New York Jets, Justin Hardy, Elijah Moore, also John Franklin Myers. And then for the Seattle Seahawks, you have Alex Collins, Tyler Lockett, Travis Homer, and you also have DJ Reed. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is Brashad Perryman. And then you also have for the Tennessee Titans is A.J. Brown, Elijah Molden, and Chris Jackson, just to name a few. And also just to name a few for the Washington football team is Brandon Scherff, also Kyle Allen, Matt Ioannidis. You also have Kendall Fuller and Wendell Smallwood, just to name a few. So in layman's terms, COVID-19 is still with us. It has not gone away. And it's here with us, and it's affecting, again, our everyday lives, and it's been affecting a lot of players in the National Football League. And just a warning that it's still real out here with this new variant. Please, please, please be careful. If you have to be out, wear a mask. Whether you're vaccinated or not, wear a mask. Take the proper precautions, because remember, there's people out there that care about one another, and it's important that you take the necessary precautions to protect not only yourself but to protect other people and look out for one another, as well as looking out for your family and friends. And definitely COVID-19, man, these cases have continued to increase as the Omicron variant is wreaking havoc right now. And it's going to be an interesting situation when we get closer to the Super Bowl in Inglewood, California in February, man. It's going to be interesting how the NFL plays this situation out. Again, we know the NFL has recently upgraded their COVID guidelines in terms of what needs to be done. They must wear a practice in the facility, whether vaccinated or not. Vaccinated players won't go through as much strenuous testing as unvaccinated players. So they've made updating to the vaccination guidelines for the National Football League. So, again, please be careful, and hopefully we can finish the regular season on time and we can have the Super Bowl on time in February in Inglewood, California. All right, that takes care of the top three storylines. But before we go to commercial break, I currently want to give you the updated playoff picture. Let's start off in the AFC. Currently, the number one seed is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're currently first in the AFC West division with a record of 10-4. The number two seed is currently the New England Patriots. They are the leaders in the AFC East with a record of 9-5. Coming in the third seed are the Tennessee Titans. They are the division leaders in the AFC South with a record of 9-5. And coming in as the fourth seed currently are the Cincinnati Bengals. They're the division leaders in the AFC North. They have a record of 8-6. Now, currently, here are the wild cards. The fifth seed is the Indianapolis Colts with a record of 8-6. The sixth seed is the Los Angeles Chargers. They currently have a record of 8-6. And the seventh seed is the Buffalo Bills. They currently have a record of 8-6. So again, the number one seed currently is Kansas City. Number two is New England. Number three is Tennessee. Number four is Cincinnati. And then currently the wild cards are the fifth seed, Indianapolis. Number six are the Los Angeles Chargers. And number seven are the Buffalo Bills. Now here are the teams that are in the hunt in the AFC. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Las Vegas, Miami, Cleveland, and Denver. and eliminated from postseason play in the AFC are the New York Jets, Houston, and Jacksonville. So now let's get you to the current playoff picture in the NFC. Let's start off with the number one seed, which are the Green Bay Packers. The Packers have won their division. They have won the NFC North. Green Bay currently has a record of 11-3, and for the moment, they are the number one seed. Currently, the number two seed is the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys are currently the division leader in the NFC East with a record of 10-4. Currently, the number three seed are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're currently the division leader in the NFC South with a record of 10-4. And currently, the fourth seed are the Arizona Cardinals. They are currently the division leader in the NFC West with a record of 10-4. So here's how it works. The number one seed is Green Bay with a record of 11-3. The number two seed are the Dallas Cowboys with a record of 10-4. The number three seed are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a record of 10-4. And the number four seed are the Arizona Cardinals with a record of 10-4. Now, here are the wild cards in the NFC. Currently, the number fifth seed are the Los Angeles Rams with a record of 10-4. The number six seed are the San Francisco 49ers with a record of 8-6. The number seven seed are the Minnesota Vikings with a record of 7-7. So again, the NFC wild cards are at number five, the Los Angeles Rams. At number six, the San Francisco 49ers. And at number seven are the Minnesota Vikings. Now here are the teams that remain in the hunt in the NFC. Philadelphia, New Orleans, Washington, Atlanta, Carolina, Seattle, and the New York Giants. And currently eliminated from the postseason are Chicago and Detroit. So there you have it right there. That's currently the playoff picture in the NFL in both the NFC and the AFC. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Ali Hysong, the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering content related to the NFL's Cleveland Browns. We recap the Browns game against the Raiders. We also talk the Browns offense and defense. We talk about the Browns' next game against the Packers on Christmas Day, what foods are served at a Browns tailgate, and so much more. Ali is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to The League Wraparound.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you. Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply. Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you. Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
UCLA Extension's bold new initiative, UCLA X Online, is being launched with a mission to reimagine online learning through an immersive and interactive learning experience for today's global professionals that is designed with the student at its center. This winter, UCLA Extension will offer 11 fully online certificates that can be taken from anywhere in the world. Learn more at uclaextension.edu/UCLAXonline.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Their best opportunity of the night. They hand it off to Chubb over the left side. Nick Chubb is in. Touchdown, Browns. They score anyway. Mullins. Nobody open at first. Keeps it alive. Nick Mullins lets it go. Touchdown. Harrison Bryant. There is a... Las Vegas is still alive. 16-14 as Carlson hits the game winner.
Yeah, you feel like both teams did exactly what they had to do coming in here, giving their team a chance to win. One team just did it a little bit better down the stretch. Give Derek Carr two chances. Talked about how good he was in that moment throughout his career. Give him two chances. Tough to stop him.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NFL Network, and the first highlight that you heard was Nick Chubb scoring a touchdown for the Cleveland Browns in Week 15 against the Las Vegas Raiders, and then Nick Mullins extending the play, going for it on a fourth down, throwing a touchdown pass to tight end Harrison Bryant. But the nail in the coffin happened when Las Vegas Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson kicked the game-winning field goal to help the Raiders beat the Browns in a close game. Excuse me, final score 16-14. To talk more about that game and also the Browns' upcoming Christmas Day game against the Green Bay Packers, we want to welcome her back to the program. She is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to the Cleveland Browns, Allie Hysong. Hey, Allie, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Same here. It's always a pleasure having you back on. Thank you again so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Allie, give me your takeaways from the Browns game against the Raiders.
Well, if anything, it is by far one of the most deflating defeats that I've experienced as a Browns fan just watching it. And it's really no reflection of the talent that was out on the field because, you know, it's just the COVID situation depleted this roster. They go out, they do everything they can, and that's why it was so disheartening because everything looked like it was in the Browns' favor to go win that game. And then as I heard in the highlights, Daniel Carlson makes that field goal to secure the game for the Raiders. So it was just absolutely deflating, but a lot of optimism coming out of it. Nick Mullins played very well given the situation, going 20-30, 147 and a touchdown. Nick Chubb, as you mentioned, 23 carries, 91 yards and a touchdown. Donovan Peoples-Jones had that drop early on and a couple other drops throughout the game, but really stepped up in the second half, and it was the play that they needed him to be. So ultimately, you know, they came together. They tried to find a way. It was all looking that it was going to come to fruition. The Browns were going to take away the victory, but it just didn't happen. So I would use the word it was deflating. But at the end of the day, you can still remain optimistic. They're still in it, believe it or not. Chances are a little bit thinner at this point in time, but, you know, I'm not completely devastated today. There's still a lot to be optimistic about.
Yeah, indeed, Allie. That was the right word when I was watching this game. It was very deflating when Carlson made the field goal. I know Cleveland Browns fans were just in disbelief, and it was definitely deflating at First Energy Stadium. And we're going to get more into this game now. I want to start off talking about the Browns' offense. We'll talk more about Nick Mullins in a little bit, but the Browns' running game came up big in this game. Nick Chubb, again, 23 carries for 91 yards and a touchdown. We know Nick has been doing his thing this year. He's been hurt, but when he's been healthy, he's been one of the premier backs in the league. Give me your thoughts on Nick's performance in this game and his 2021 season so far.
You know, Nick Chubb, he's the heart and soul of this team. He's everything you want in a Cleveland Brown. You know, he stepped up in a really big way. And while he didn't break away and have that explosive run like you would have hoped to have seen in a big game like this, 23 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. His longest was 24 yards, averaging for a carry. Excuse me, sorry if you can hear my dog there. But as I mentioned, Nick Chubb is everything that you need him to be right now. You put this game on his back, and he carried you. So I was very happy with that. Dearness Johnson with one carry. I think he had a negative yardage on that play. But, you know, in terms of the run game, that's the heart and soul of this offense. It's the identity of the Cleveland Browns. Certainly, if you would have had Kareem Hunt back there and a full roster, I don't even think that this game would have even been remotely close. But, you know, Nick Chubb, he's the guy you need him to be.
Yeah, rightfully so. Chubb has been the guy for the Browns this year, and he made his presence felt in this game despite the loss to the Raiders. I want to move along now to the receiving side. Donovan Peoples-Jones was the leading receiver in this game. He had four catches for 48 yards. I was a little perturbed, Allie, because Donovan missed a key play. I mean, Nick Mullins gave him a pass, and it was right on the money. He was right on the sideline and had a first down. I mean, the fate may have changed if Peoples-Jones would have caught that. But nevertheless, he had a fairly decent game, four catches for 48 yards. Give me your thoughts on Donovan's play in this game.
Well, if you had kept an eye on Brown's Twitter at all, it had become unglued after that drop on that first drive. Now, speaking to it, it would have been, if he would have been able to secure that ball, you know, you have the momentum going down the field. You can get points early. You know, it really would have been a key factor in hopefully a Browns win. But that wasn't the case. He did step up in the second half, had some big-time throws and some big-time moments, or big-time catches, rather, in big-time moments. But one thing that I just want to reiterate is he's just a second-year player. He was a sixth-round pick. He's in his second year in a season, last season and this season, filled with adversity. You know, Browns Twitter, Browns fans, collectively, we have to be patient with his development. The flashes are there. He's got it. He's got the it factor. But I do think that hopefully they can address receiver in the draft in this offseason to pair with him because, you know, he's still a young player. And if you can throw some more talent around him, he's going to be a very, very good football player in the National Football League. But as I mentioned, he stepped up in some big-time moments and made some big-time plays. But you really would have liked to have seen him come down with that first drop.
Yeah, I mean, that was tough right there. When I saw that play, I was like, oh, that could come back to haunt them if they're not careful. But nevertheless, Donovan finished with four catches for 48 yards. And the last time I had you on the program, Allie, we talked about tight end play for Cleveland. David Njoku had three catches for 29 yards, and Harrison Bryant, two catches for 11 yards, and he also had the touchdown, that go-ahead touchdown for Cleveland in the fourth quarter. Give me your thoughts on David and Harrison's play in this game.
Well, I think that they've been consistent all season. You know, Harrison Bryant has battled injuries throughout this season, and he hasn't really been available, but he comes back at a key moment in this game, securing that touchdown, which was a thing of beauty. Nick Mullins made a spectacular play there, and so did Harrison Bryant, being able to secure that catch. But David Njoku, he's really – I'm thrilled with his play in this game specifically, but also just this season. You know, I know that there was a lot of question marks coming into the season on who he would be and who he would become. Did he actually want to be a Cleveland Brown? But I'll tell you this, him being the number one receiver on this team up until this point was kind of what I expected him to be. Have that breakout year, have a breakout game. He also made some big time plays and some very big moments here. He's becoming the player that you can almost put a lot on his back, and he'll carry you, you know, to a victory if needed. So I was very pleased with his play. I think his development is really, you know, you can really see who he's becoming, and there's a lot of brightness there.
Yeah, rightfully so, and we're seeing that in full display at the tight end position. I want to get now into a gentleman by the name of Dearness Johnson. Dearness first came into the public eye on a Thursday night game where he just dazzled in, for having just close to over 200 yards rushing in that game. But it seems as though with the return of Nick Chubb and, you know, his play has gone down significantly. He had four catches for 17 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Dearness's play in this one.
Well, I think Dearness is, you know, he is a backup in this league, but he's very talented at that. He would start for a lot of teams in the National Football League. So the Browns are very lucky to have him, you know, on their depth chart. But coming into this game, you know, I think, actually, if you take a look back at last year when Nick Chubb went down against the Dallas Cowboys, Dearness Johnson came in and ran all over their defense. Now, granted, they didn't have the best defense in 2020, but that's no discount to Dearness Johnson. He's another player that when given the opportunity, he steps up and makes plays. Every time he carries the ball or he catches the ball, he's running like it's his last time. So I love the way he plays. I love his style of play, and I really love his blue-collar mentality. But in this game, he had one carry in the backfield, negative yardage, four catches in this game. You know, this was the Nick Chubb show. We knew it was going to be. We knew coming into this game with the depletion due to COVID that was just going to be the case. Nick Chubb was going to carry this team, and that's exactly what we saw. So I really don't think it's any disrespect to Dearness Johnson. I think he's very capable, but just given the scheme and the game plan for this game specifically, it was going to be more Nick Chubb focused.
All right, I want to move along now to the defensive side. MJ Stewart was all over the field in this game. He had eight tackles. He was the leading tackler for the Browns defense. Give me your thoughts on MJ's performance in this game.
Yeah, you know, I think he stepped up. It was his time to shine. Of course, you would have rather have seen, you know, Greg Newsom out there. And, you know, MJ Stewart, the thing with him is he's very versatile. He can play as a safety or he can play in the corner room. So he's very versatile. There was a couple moments, a couple plays where he did get burnt. But you're going to have that. When you're looking at the depth and the way that it was, these guys who don't typically get a lot of reps or a lot of play time, they're going to be exposed. But I also think that he made the most of his opportunity. He led the team in tackles for this game. You know, he's out there making a name for himself. Now, I don't think he's going to be starting in the secondary for the Cleveland Browns on a championship team. But, you know, he's good to have on your depth chart. He's good because he's versatile. So I was quite pleased. As I mentioned, there was a couple moments where, yeah, he probably would have liked to have that one back. But overall, you like having him out there.
All right, and I want to move along, continuing with the on the defensive side. Sheldon Day and Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, or JOK as he's called, they both had sacks in this game for the Browns. Give me your thoughts on Sheldon and JOK's play in this game.
We'll start with Sheldon. I'm not actually just going to speak to the entirety of the defensive line, that front four being able, not consistently being able to generate pressure. However, they made plays when it counted. For example, that the Porter Gustin scoop after the JOK forced fumble was a thing of beauty. But Sheldon Day being able to get after the quarterback and really being able to contain Josh Jacobs there in the run game for the most part, I think that the interior of that defensive line did what it could, Malik Jackson being another one, especially without Jadeveon Clowney, who is an elite run stopper. They did what they could to contain the run and really limit Derek Carr. And that's also a shout-out to the secondary. I think they played fairly well, given the depletion. But Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, man, I love that guy. He is a heat-seeking missile, always at the point of attack, but intellectually, that guy has got it. He's got everything you want in your linebacker, hybrid, safety, whatever he can do. He is that guy. He's got the knowledge. He's got the instinct. He is always, always making plays. But speed, man, he has got elite speed, processing time. I just love JOK. I think he's the future.
Indeed, and speaking of the future, the secondary is talented for Cleveland. Greedy Williams had a key interception in this game, and I know a lot of people, a lot of Browns fans, have been waiting for Greedy to really step up. Just give me your thoughts on Greedy's performance in this game.
Yeah, you know, I think Greedy has been another one who is, you know, taking a look at last year, he was injured. He wasn't there. He wasn't available coming into training camp, still some question marks. And then this season, he's battled a lot of injuries. But, you know, he's still a very young player that is developing and becoming all that he can be. You know, he of course, will have moments that he would like to have back. But you have to be happy with the progress. He's got the speed. He's got the intellect. But, of course, that big-time play where Myles Garrett was able to get after Derek Carr and then Greedy Williams comes down with that interception was really a game-changing moment. Really pushed the momentum onto the Browns' side, but, unfortunately, they weren't able to capitalize.
All right, and I want to move along now to the quarterback position. We know about Baker Mayfield having COVID, and so Nick Mullins, as you mentioned at the top of the interview, Allie, he stepped up and played big despite the circumstances and trying to learn the playbook as quickly as possible. And, you know, completing 20 out of 30 passes for 147 yards and a touchdown pass. He's been a journeyman with his last stop being in San Francisco. Give me your thoughts on Nick's performance in this game.
Well, I think he played as well as he possibly could have given the circumstance. He only had one practice under his belt coming into this game with starters. That is just mind-boggling for him to be able to come out and do that. And I think it's credit to Kevin Stefanski's system that you can kind of plug and play different players into different roles. But, you know, Nick Mullins, he came out, he stepped up in the pocket, he looks comfortable, he looks confident, but I also think that's a big credit to where he came from. You mentioned his last stop was San Francisco. That's the same style of offense that the Browns run, that Kyle Shanahan Kubiak style of offense. That's what we do here in Cleveland. So just him having familiarity with that offensive scheme, the verbiage, and I think, you know, that just him being comfortable in that setting allowed him to be successful. Now, I was very pleased for him to be the third on the depth chart for a very talented football team. He'd be a great number two. You know, I think he's very talented. He gets it, and I was beyond pleased with the play from Nick Mullins.
Well, speaking of being pleased with the play, a lot of football fans this year have not been pleased with the play of kickers. I mean, both AFC and NFC, I mean, throughout the league, kickers have really had a tough year this year, missing easy field goals, missing game-winning field goals. And again, it was no exception to the rule for Cleveland in this game. Chase McLaughlin missed a field goal in this game that could have possibly may have determined the fate of how the Browns may have won this game, beating the Raiders. Just give me your thoughts on Chase missing the field goal and his kicking throughout this season.
Well, his kicking throughout this season has been, for lack of better words, poor. You can't have it. Of course, now the kicking situation throughout the league is borderline an epidemic, right? It's just not great. Special teams is rough. I will just speak strictly for the Cleveland Browns, though. We mentioned the word deflating. You've got to make those kicks in those moments. Mike Prefer came out in his post-game availability and said the expectation is to make those kicks. You have to have consistency back there, and you have to be able – I'm going to loop in the punting game as well. Of course, you are down Jamie Gillen due to COVID, but Dustin Colquitt coming in and stepping up. But a couple shank punts there as well. You can't have that. Your special team either has to be neutral or positive, but to have a negative special teams play is going to be a detriment to the football team. So specifically for Chase, though, it's been a rough go at it. It's been a rough year. But, man, that game, those kicks specifically, absolutely deflating.
Yeah, they definitely got to get it done because now we're in the home stretch of the season and the playoff push, and every kick matters, and this becomes critical when you need a good field goal kicker. So, Chase, hopefully he can step it up for the remaining schedule for the Browns. All right, so, Allie, that put the cap on the Browns of unfortunately losing to the Raiders 16-14. So next up, the Browns have a game on Christmas Day at Lambeau Field, one of the premier sporting venues in not just in the NFL but in all the professional sports as the Browns take on the Green Bay Packers. Let's start on the defensive side for the Browns. Aaron Rodgers is an MVP candidate. I mean, what can you say about him? He's still doing it, still doing his thing, putting up numbers. Green Bay looks like they could be the top seed going into the NFC. What do you think the strategy should be for the Browns' defense to neutralize Aaron Rodgers and the Packer offense?
Well, it's really going to come down to the Browns being able to capitalize on third down. When I say third down, I really mean on both sides of the ball. On third down, third and long, teams oftentimes are able to convert due, unfortunately, to some of that zone defensive scheme gives up a lot of just a lot of big plays, unfortunately. So if they're able to contain, I know this is a tall task, but if they're able to contain Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, you know, it's going to be a battle. But they're really going to have to step up. Now, we don't know what the COVID situation is going to look like, how many guys are going to be able to get back. You have to basically hope for the worst but expect the best. And if we were to roll out there with the current roster, kind of a Myles Garrett who looks to have somewhat of a groin injury, you know, it's going to be a very, very tall ask for them to be able to contain this offense, who, in my eyes right now, is the best in the National Football League. But I think the secondary, they've got to be on red alert. They've got to be ready to rock and roll out there because this is a very, very good downfield passing attack. They've got a good run game. They've got a good quarterback. The bottom line is they're a darn good offense. So Browns defense collectively, they need to step up in a big way.
They do, and not just with Aaron Rodgers, but even just with the running game with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. Then they've got, I mean, Davante Adams is just one of the premier receivers in the league. And, you know, that offense is just so fluid right now. I want to stay with Rodgers just for a moment. He mentioned for the last several, right at the beginning of November, that he's been battling a fractured toe, and he said that it's getting worse. But he doesn't plan on having surgery until the season is over with. Do you think that there'll be more emphasis with the defensive line putting more of a pass rush on to try to get to Rodgers so that way maybe they can get him moving around more, so maybe aggravate his toe more? Or do you think there's going to be more that needs to be done?
You know, I think it really is going to depend on what the personnel is. If we just assume that it's going to be what we saw last night, basically a half of a Myles Garrett or 75% of a Myles Garrett, no Jadeveon Clowney, no Tack McKinley, who we found out today is out with an Achilles injury for the remainder of this season. I mean, if you're looking at that lineup, it's very difficult to just naturally generate a pass rush. So if we have the personnel that we saw last night, I would anticipate more blitz schemes from Joe Woods. However, if we get some of our guys back, Jadeveon Clowney, Myles Garrett comes back healthy, feeling good, then, yeah, I think it's really going to be up to our secondary to lock down that downfield vertical passing attack and really just up to the defensive line to get after the quarterback.
All right, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, the defensive side. Let's just assume that Baker Mayfield is going to be playing in this game. What must the Browns offense do to score points against a Green Bay defense that's been really good the last month and a half? I mean, their defensive backs have been really good. Rasul Douglas has picked up his game along with Darnell Savage in the secondary. And then you have Rashawn Gary's been really good. Of course, Preston Smith's been good. So what do you think the Browns offense needs to do to get points on a Packer offense?
Well, it's easy to say that they need to run the ball, but point blank, that's what they need to be able to do. Nick Chubb's got to have another really big game. But schematically, I would like to see them get more into their zone scheme rather than their gap push runs. I think that really benefits them more, especially up against a defense like this. However, you know, statistically, they haven't really done that as much this season as they did in 2020. But I also think that this is going to be a big tight end game. You mentioned Harrison Bryant. David Njoku, we don't know who we'd get back, if Austin Hooper would be back off of COVID or anything like that, if we're able to get Jarvis Landry or any of our receivers, really. But I think this is going to be a similar game plan going up against the Raiders. You would have to anticipate a lot of tight ends, and you have to anticipate a lot of runs.
All right, fair enough. And it's going to be a fantastic one, I'm sure, on a Christmas Day on Fox. And it's going to be between the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's going to always a festive mood in Green Bay and at Lambeau, and it's definitely Christmas Day. It's going to be extremely festive for the Browns and Packers, Christmas Day on Fox. All right, Allie, you know that tailgating is a part of the sports experience, so I've got to ask you, what foods are served at a Browns tailgate?
Well, I will speak to it from my own personal experience. The Browns can tailgate. Browns fans will absolutely get after it. First and foremost, first thing on the menu is, of course, some beer. That's just the way it goes, with a side of pierogies. Cleveland, they love their pierogies, and they every tailgate I've been to, they always seem to be there. Also, pretty big barbecue town, believe it or not. Get some good barbecue on Sunday game days. But pierogies, man, that's where it's at.
All right, well, what type of foods do you enjoy eating at a Browns tailgate?
You know, I like to keep it pretty simple. I actually don't like to eat a lot during the tailgate, because I know once I get into the stadium, I will be partaking in some adult beverages, and you know, I don't want to get too full. But I do enjoy maybe some pulled pork or a barbecue brisket, something like that, because I just personally love barbecue, and I think Cleveland does it right. So that's the way I like to kick game days off.
Awesome to hear, and you heard it from her. She is Allie Highsong. She is the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. Well, Allie, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do at the Here We Go Brownies podcast.
Absolutely. I'm a co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. It's a show by the fans, for the fans. The whole goal is to be as unbiased about the Cleveland Browns from a fan perspective, which is hard to do sometimes. But that's what we do. We go on every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. We do that live on Facebook and all the socials, and then we put that out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts the following day. So that's what we do. Allie_Highsong on all the socials, and at Here We Go Brownies, or at Go Brownies Live on Twitter.
Awesome. And one more time, Allie, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Here We Go Brownies, and any websites that you have. Let them know that as well.
Absolutely. HereWeGoBrownies.com. You click on that, it'll take you to all of our past episodes, all of our interviews. You can get merch. You can do all the fun things there on HereWeGoBrownies.com. Or you can follow me personally, Allie_Highsong, on all social platforms.
You heard it from her. She's Allie Highsong, the co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. As she said, it's the show by the fans, for the fans, giving you all the takes on what's going on with the Cleveland Browns from an unbiased perspective. So make sure you check it out on the various streaming platforms. Allie, again, thank you so much. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Hey, you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
The best opportunity of the night. They hand it off to Chubb over the left side. Nick Chubb is in. Touchdown, Browns. They score anyway. Mullins. Nobody open at first. Keeps it alive. Nick Mullins lets it go. Touchdown. Harrison Bryant. There is a flag down.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful. Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate!
Please celebrate responsibly.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. From Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly. Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Little Bears Baton Rouge welcomes American blues guitarist and singer Robert Cray.
Don't need nothing but a woman.
To the Little Bears Event Center on Friday, February 4th. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $25 and are available at all Ticketmaster outlets. Robert Cray at the Little Bears Baton Rouge Event Center on Friday, February 4th. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate! Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Stella Rosa wines are already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Rosa.
Please celebrate responsibly.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now enjoy a hot and spicy McChicken biscuit or sausage biscuit with hash browns for just $2. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
But General Insurance presents Ordering a Sandwich with Shaq and Hall of Fame announcer Michael Buffer.
I'm going to have roast beef. What do you want, Michael?
Let's get ready
Neighbor Pastrami on Rye.
Turns out Michael Buffer talks like that all the time. And it turns out The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
Spicy Dijon mustard.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Nana. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest one.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
Spend the holidays with the Harry Potter film series, Back to the Future trilogy, films from the Fast and Furious collection, and more. Plus, exclusive holiday movies and the Peacock original movie, The Housewives of the North Pole. With so many movies to watch, you can stream something new every day during Peacock's Movie Benjamin. Sign up now at PeacockTV.com.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial, twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Celebrate this holiday season with Stella Rosa Wines and make sure you celebrate bigger than ever before. That means not only picking up your usual Stella Rosas, but also grabbing a few bottles of the full sparkling wines like Stella Rosa Black Lux and Moscato Rosé. Just like all Stella Rosa wines, they pair beautifully with any food, any crowd, and any jolly occasion. Pick up your Stella Rosa sparkling wines today.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Please celebrate response.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Ali Hysong, co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the NFL's Cleveland Browns. Big ups to her on that for taking time out of her busy schedule to be on the program to talk about the Browns and the big Christmas Day game they have against the Packers and amongst other things, including a Browns tailgate. All right, let's get right to Week 16's most important games in the NFL as we head down the home stretch of the NFL regular season. Thursday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers going up against the Tennessee Titans. First up for the 49ers in Week 15, they had an impressive victory over the Atlanta Falcons. And as for the Tennessee Titans, the Titans lost a close one to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So both teams are going in opposite directions last week in the NFL. The 49ers are riding a high right now. Deebo Samuel, man, he is at the peak of his powers right now. Definitely an MVP candidate. George Kittle, one of the premier tight ends in the league. He's playing currently at a high level as of late. Jimmy Garoppolo, so far so good, is what we expect from Jimmy G, what we expect from him. Not turning the ball over too much, making plays when necessary. Eli Mitchell will not play in this game due to an injury. So it looks like they're going to rotate in the running department with Jeff Wilson, Jamichael Hasty, and, of course, Deebo Samuel in this game. So the 49ers and the Titans are going to have a big one in Music City, USA, in Nashville, Tennessee. As for the Titans, Taylor Lewan and Roger Saffold will not play in tonight's game. So, again, Ryan Tannehill and that Titan offense is going to be crucial because they're going to be out without two of their top offensive linemen. So the 49ers and the Titans, again, the Titans – have been off and on since the injury to Derrick Henry, but the 49ers seems like lately they've been playing like a team on a mission because, again, the 49ers are in the playoff hunt right now, and they now so they can get that wild card spot. So it's going to be very important. It's going to be a great game in Music City, USA in Nashville as the San Francisco 49ers take on the Tennessee Titans. The next game that we have are the Cleveland Browns going up against the Green Bay Packers on Christmas Day. First, Aaron Rodgers, MVP candidate, at the peak of his powers right now, offensively playing so well right now. Aaron Jones is running the ball well. A.J. Dillon compliments him very well. Devontae Adams is on point right now. Defensively, the Packers are making stops where they need them. And right now, these are teams, again, similar to San Francisco and Tennessee. Cleveland and Green Bay are going in opposite directions. The Browns losing a tough one on this past Monday afternoon to the Las Vegas Raiders. Cleveland, they can't lose any more games. They have to win out, and they're fighting for their playoff lives, and they're going in to one of the premier venues, and not just in the NFL, but in all of professional sports, and that's Lambeau Field. So Browns-Packers on Christmas Day, I'm curious to find out what the temperature is going to be. I'm sure it's going to be chilly and very football-like on this Christmas Day between Browns and Packers. Of course, there's a lot to ride for because Green Bay clinched the NFC North division. They want to keep that number one seed, so the road to the NFC will go through Green Bay again this year. Hopefully the Packers are want to make that happen. Cleveland, they have to win out. There's no excuses. They cannot lose any more games. And it's going to be a great game on Christmas Day with the Browns and the Packers. And on Christmas night, we have the Indianapolis Colts going up against the Arizona Cardinals. Boy, Arizona has had such a fall from grace, losing to Detroit and then losing to the Rams on Monday night the week before. Man, it has been a tough 2 weeks for the Arizona Cardinals, man. And again, Arizona, they're still in it, in the playoff race, but they were the number one seed just 2 weeks ago. But man, after losing two games in a row, Green Bay is number one, Dallas is number two, then you've got Tampa at number three, and then Arizona currently sits at the moment at number four. So Arizona, this is a must-win game for them. Meanwhile, for the Indianapolis Colts, the Colts are a wild-card team, but the Colts are not too far behind as a division winner in the AFC South. Because remember, they're one game behind Tennessee. So if Indy can win out and if Tennessee loses at least one game, maybe two games, the Colts could move up and could possibly be a number two seed. A lot of things can happen within these last 3 weeks in the NFL regular season. Jonathan Taylor, what a season he's having. Again, he's an MVP candidate. The Colts, the offense revolves around him. Carson Wentz has played well the last several weeks, but if Jonathan Taylor gets going, the Cardinals are going to be in for a long day. It won't be a Merry Christmas for the Cardinals. It's going to be more like a Blue Christmas for them. So Colts-Cardinals is going to be a great game out in the desert in Glendale, Arizona on Christmas night. All right, the Los Angeles Rams going up against the Minnesota Vikings. The Rams currently are the fifth seed in the NFC. They currently, for the moment, hold one of the wild card spots. But the Vikings are in the playoff hunt. The Vikings, they need to win out. The Vikings have to beat the Rams, and they have to win out their remaining schedule. The Vikings offensively didn't have a great performance this past Monday night against the Chicago Bears, but defensively they did their part. They did what they needed to do to make it happen, and that's it. And as far as the Rams are concerned, the Rams, Cooper Kupp is an MVP candidate. Matthew Stafford did what he needed to do to get the job done, and you know, the Rams are trying to get back up there. Again, they currently hold one of the wild card spots. But a lot of things can happen in the NFC because there's so many teams in the hunt and so many teams are still alive. So the Rams must win for them. Minnesota must win for them. They're playing in Minneapolis at that beautiful venue at U.S. Bank Stadium between the Rams and the Vikings. Going to be a good game. Next up, we have an AFC North showdown between the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. For Baltimore, losing a tough game against the Green Bay Packers this past Sunday. Tyler Huntley was effective in this game, just not effective enough towards the end. When they, instead of going for a field goal to go into overtime, they attempted the two-point conversion. It failed. Green Bay wins. So now they have to travel to Cincinnati to take on an AFC North rival in the Bengals. First, Baltimore, we don't know the status of Lamar Jackson. He may be the ankle, they're saying day-to-day. He could be a game-time decision. But if not, Tyler Huntley is going to be ready. As for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Burrow, again, the Bengals was able to beat the Broncos in Week 15 last week. And then the week before that, they lost a tough one in overtime to the San Francisco 49ers. Cincinnati is in the hunt. So Cincinnati's in the hunt. Cincinnati, they have to win out. Cincinnati's got to win their remaining games, and they've got to make it happen. So Baltimore, Cincinnati, you know the history of these two teams. They hit hard. They play hard. It's always low scoring. It's going to be an interesting affair in Cincinnati. The Pittsburgh Steelers going up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, what a week it's been for Kansas City. Let's start off this past Thursday night. Patrick Mahomes throwing the game-winning touchdown pass to Travis Kelce in overtime to win the game. And then in this week, Travis Kelce goes on the COVID-19 list along with Tyreek Hill. So two of Patrick Mahomes' targets will not be in this game due to COVID-19. So in comes Josh Gordon. We know the talent that Josh Gordon has had, but we also know the troubles and the problems that he's gone through. But this should be a game where the world and the NFL community will reintroduce themselves to Josh Gordon. And I really believe this is a game where Josh Gordon could step up and make plays. Not just Josh Gordon, but DeMarcus Robinson and Byron Pringle. And also Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Darrell Williams. So Patrick Mahomes, no Hill, no Kelce for this game. But I'm pretty sure he's got other guys on his squad that he can look to give them the points that they need. As for the Pittsburgh Steelers, they fought hard, won a close game, a tough game against the Tennessee Titans. Now they have to travel on the road. So it's an important win. This could be an important game for Kansas City if they can get the win. But this is going to be an extremely important win for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is still in the hunt. They can't lose any more games. It's just that simple. Big Ben and the crew, they've got to win out. They've got to win out and hope that other teams will drop the ball in their games. So Steelers and Chiefs at Arrowhead, one of the premier venues in the NFL, is going to be exciting. Sunday Night Football, NFC East showdown, or NFC East rivalry that we've watched for decades, the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys. First up for Washington, losing a tough divisional game this past Tuesday night to the Philadelphia Eagles. As for the Dallas Cowboys, they were able to beat their division rival, New York Giants, but not so fast just yet because Dallas could still drop the ball and not only possibly not win the NFC East, but also, too, they could go further down in the seedings in the NFC playoff picture. Because remember, Dallas is Washington is still in the hunt. Just like Washington and the other division rival, Philadelphia, they're still in the hunt. But Washington, if they can't take the division from Dallas, they can still grab one of the wild card spots. But Washington has to win out. No excuses. They have to win out. And Dallas has to win their remaining games as well, even though they're first in the NFC East, because it comes down now to seeding, because they're currently, for the moment, they're the number two seed in the NFC. But Tampa Bay is not too far behind, and Arizona's looking over their shoulder as well. So it all plays out when it comes to the seeding and the days that they're going to play. So regardless, this is going to be a feisty game for both teams on Sunday night between Washington and Dallas. And Monday night, we have the Miami Dolphins going up against the New Orleans Saints. First off, for Miami, an impressive win in Week 15 last week over the New York Jets. And fast for the New Orleans Saints, defensively, they held their own, shutting out Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 9-0. So now the Saints return home to the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans on a Monday night. And again, the Saints, the NFC is basically wide open, so the Saints remain in the playoff hunt. So the Saints still have an opportunity to get a playoff spot. They can still get into the dance. But the question is, the Saints, but here's the deal. The Saints cannot lose any more games. It's just that simple. The Saints have to win out, and they're going to need help from other teams. It's just that simple. As for the Dolphins, Jalen Waddle, we don't know the status of him. He's been on the COVID list. We don't know what it holds for him. He could play Monday night He could be, you know, who knows? We'll see what happens. But we know there's Tua Tagovailoa, and we know, you know, he's going to be ready to play. So Miami, again, Miami is still in the playoff hunt at 7-7. Both of these teams are fighting for their playoff lives. Both teams are in the playoff hunt. It's going to be a Mardi Gras-like atmosphere, a second-line atmosphere, 2 days after Christmas in New Orleans on a Monday night. Dolphins and Saints, it should be a lot of fun, should be a lot of exciting plays, a lot of surprise plays in this game. And that's my preview of Week 16's most important games. I want to go now to my game of the week, and my game of the week is going to be the Washington football team going up against the Dallas Cowboys. The Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys played in Week 14, Just a little under 2 weeks ago. Dallas had a commanding lead for about 3.5 quarters, and then all of a sudden it went downhill briefly, and they let Washington put up 20 points. Dallas would go on to beat Washington 27-20. But a lot has happened since that period of time. People are saying Dak Prescott could be in a slump. Ezekiel Elliott is not the running back he once was from a year ago or 2 years ago. Tony Pollard has been emerging, has been an underrated back, and rightfully so. I think Tony Pollard has been a hidden gem for the Cowboys this year. So now Washington comes back healthy off of the COVID list. Taylor Heinicke is expected to play in this game. Antonio Gibson was effective in the game for Washington last week against the Eagles. We expected him to have big things from him. Also, J.D. McKissick. DeAndre Carter has been a good play, good addition for Washington football team this year. He's expected to have a big game. And, of course, we know about the history of these two franchises. You can the list goes on and on in terms of the names and the history and the rivalry and everything that comes with it. So, you know, Washington and Dallas, these are two teams that are clearly on a mission. Again, Dallas for the moment is at 10-4. Washington is 6-8, and Washington is in the playoff hunt, and they can't lose any more games, and Dallas can't lose any more games neither, because Tampa Bay and Arizona are right behind Dallas. So Dallas is playing for seeding and playing for position, because Dallas still has not clinched the East as of yet. So there's still a lot more games to be played, and man, this is going to come down to the wire. And the Dallas and Washington, I mean, both teams fighting for their playoff lives. Both teams don't want to lose seeding. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be a dogfight because Washington, as I said earlier, they're going to get their guys back coming off of the COVID list. So this is going to be fun. This is always a fun game when Washington and Dallas gets together. Washington football team versus Dallas Cowboys, my game of the week. All right, before I get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win week 16's most important games. I'm going to start off with the Thursday night football game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tennessee Titans. I like San Francisco to win. The Christmas Day game between the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers, I like the Packers to beat the Browns. Christmas night, the Indianapolis Colts versus the Arizona Cardinals, I like the Colts to win that game. The Los Angeles Rams versus the Minnesota Vikings, I like the Vikings to take down the Rams. Baltimore and Cincinnati, I like the Ravens to win that game. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, close game, but I think the Chiefs will hold on to win that game. Sunday night, Washington and Dallas is going to be a close one, but I like Washington to beat the Cowboys. And Monday night football, the Miami Dolphins and the New Orleans Saints, I like the Saints to beat the Dolphins, and a close one to keep their playoff hopes alive. So again, my winners for Week 16's most important games are San Francisco, Green Bay, Indianapolis, Minnesota, Baltimore, Kansas City, Washington, and New Orleans. So now before we get on out of here, I want to give you again the current playoff picture in the NFL. I want to start off with the AFC. Again, here's how the AFC playoff picture stands. Currently at the moment, the number one seed are the Kansas City Chiefs. They're the division leader in the AFC West with a record of 10-4. The number two seed are the New England Patriots. They are currently the division leader in the AFC East. They have a record of 9-5. Coming in as the third seed are the Tennessee Titans. They're the division leaders in the AFC South. They have a record of 9-5. And coming in as the fourth seed are the Cincinnati Bengals. They're the division leaders in the AFC North. They have a record of 8-6. And now here are your wild cards. The fifth seed are the Indianapolis Colts. They have a record of 8-6. The Los Angeles Chargers are the sixth seed. They have a record of 8-6. And then the seventh seed are the Buffalo Bills. They have a record of 8-6. And currently the teams in the playoff hunt are the Baltimore Ravens with a record of 8-6, the Pittsburgh Steelers with a record of 7-6-1. And then the Las Vegas Raiders, the Miami Dolphins, the Cleveland Browns, and the Denver Broncos, they all have a record of 7-7. And now time for the NFC playoff picture. Currently the number one seed are the Green Bay Packers, and they have won the NFC North Division. They have a record of 11-3. Coming in as the number two seed are the Dallas Cowboys. They're currently the division leader with a record of 10-4. Coming in as the third seed are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're currently the division leaders in the NFC South. They have a record of 10-4. And coming in as the fourth seed are the Arizona Cardinals. They're the division leaders currently in the NFC West. They have a record of 10-4. Now, here are the wild cards. The fifth seed belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. They have a record of 10-4. The sixth seed are the San Francisco 49ers. They have a record of 8-6. And the seventh seed are the Minnesota Vikings. They have a record of 7-7. Now, here are the teams that are currently in the playoff hunt. The Philadelphia Eagles and the New Orleans Saints, they both have a record of 7-7. The Washington football team and the Atlanta Falcons, they both have a record of 6-8. The Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks have a record of 5-9. And then the New York Giants have a record of 4-10. So that's where we currently stand in the NFC and AFC playoff picture in the NFL. It's so many things to decide right now, man. It's just so many scenarios, especially when we get down to like the last three or four games of the regular season, particularly in the NFC. I mean, the AFC is no slouch by any means. There's still a lot of scores to be settled in the AFC, but the NFC, man, is still so many different type of scenarios that could play out. Remember, you have to win out, and then you have to hope for the best from other teams that they lose their games. Again, it's a lot happening, so much happening in this NFL playoff picture. And again, before we get on out of here, I want to give everybody the AFC NFC Pro Bowl rosters for the 2022 Pro Bowl. First, the starting quarterback for the AFC from the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. The reserves are Patrick Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs and Lamar Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens. The running back position, the starting running back is Jonathan Taylor from the Indianapolis Colts. And the reserves are Nick Chubb from the Cleveland Browns and Joe Mixon from the Cincinnati Bengals. The fullback for the AFC is Patrick Ricard from the Baltimore Ravens. The starting wide receivers for the AFC is Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs and Ja'Marr Chase from the Cincinnati Bengals. The reserves are Stephon Diggs from the Buffalo Bills and Keenan Allen from the Los Angeles Chargers. The starting tight end for the AFC is Mark Andrews from the Baltimore Ravens, and the reserve is Travis Kelce from the Kansas City Chiefs. The starting offensive tackles from the Los Angeles Chargers, Rashawn Slater, and from the Kansas City Chiefs, Orlando Brown Jr. And the reserve is Deion Dawkins from the Buffalo Bills. Offensive guard, the starters are Quentin Nelson from the Indianapolis Colts and Joel Batonio from the Cleveland Browns. And the reserve is Wyatt Teller from the Cleveland Browns. The starting center for the AFC is Corey Linsley from the Los Angeles Chargers and Ryan Kelly from the Indianapolis Colts. Now we move along now to the defensive side. The starting defensive ends are first Myles Garrett from the Cleveland Browns and Max Crosby from the Las Vegas Raiders. And the reserve is Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals. The defensive tackles, first the starters are DeForest Buckner from the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reserves are Cameron Hayward from the Pittsburgh Steelers. The outside linebackers, the starters are T.J. Watt from the Pittsburgh Steelers and Joey Bosa from the Los Angeles Chargers. And the reserve is Matt Judon from the New England Patriots. The starting inside linebacker from the Indianapolis Colts is Darius Leonard. And the reserve position is Denzel Perryman from the Las Vegas Raiders. The starting cornerbacks, first from the New England Patriots, is J.C. Jackson. and from the Miami Dolphins, Xavien Howard. And the reserves are Denzel Ward from the Cleveland Browns and Kenny Moore II from the Indianapolis Colts. The starting free safety for the AFC is Kevin Byard from the Tennessee Titans. The starting strong safety is Derwin James from the Los Angeles Chargers, and the reserve is Tyrann Mathieu from the Kansas City Chiefs. And in the special teams, the punter is A.J. Cole from the Las Vegas Raiders. The place kicker is Justin Tucker from the Baltimore Ravens. The return specialist representing the Baltimore Ravens is Devin Duvernay. At special teams is Matthew Slater from the New England Patriots, and the long snapper is Luke Rhodes from the Indianapolis Colts. Now it's time for the NFC Pro Bowl roster. The starting quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. The reserves are Tom Brady from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Kyler Murray from the Arizona Cardinals. The starting running back is Dalvin Cook from the Minnesota Vikings, and the reserves are James Conner from the Arizona Cardinals and Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints. The starting fullback is Kyle Juszczyk from the San Francisco 49ers. The starting receivers are Cooper Kupp from the Los Angeles Rams, Devontae Adams from the Green Bay Packers, and the reserves are Justin Jefferson from the Minnesota Vikings and Deebo Samuel from the San Francisco 49ers. The starting tight end is George Kittle from the San Francisco 49ers, and the reserve is Kyle Pitts from the Atlanta Falcons. The offensive tackles, first the starters, Trent Williams from the San Francisco 49ers and Tristan Wirfs from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the reserve is Tyron Smith from the Dallas Cowboys. Offensive guard, the starters are Zach Martin from the Dallas Cowboys, Brandon Sheriff from the Washington football team, and the reserve is Ali Marpet from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At the center position, the starter is Jason Kelce from the Philadelphia Eagles, and at the reserve position is Ryan Jensen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's move along now to the defensive side. Starting off, the starting defensive ends are Nick Bosa from the San Francisco 49ers and Brian Burns from the Carolina Panthers, and the reserve is Cam Jordan from the New Orleans Saints. The defensive tackles, first the starters, are Aaron Donald from the Los Angeles Rams, Jonathan Allen from the Washington football team, and the reserve is Kenny Clark from the Green Bay Packers. At outside linebacker, the starters are Chandler Jones from the Arizona Cardinals and Robert Quinn from the Chicago Bears. The reserve is Shaq Barrett from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. At the inside linebacker position, the starter is Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys, and the reserve is Bobby Wagner from the Seattle Seahawks. The starting cornerbacks are Trayvon Diggs from the Dallas Cowboys and Jalen Ramsey from the Los Angeles Rams, and the reserves are Darius Slay from the Philadelphia Eagles and Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints. The starting free safety is Quandre Diggs from the Seattle Seahawks. And the strong safety, at the strong safety position, the starter is Buda Baker from the Arizona Cardinals, and the reserve is Harrison Smith from the Minnesota Vikings. At special teams, the punter is Brian Anger from the Dallas Cowboys. The place kicker is Matt Gay from the LA Rams. The return specialist is Jakeem Grant from the Chicago Bears. The special teams position is JT Gray from the New Orleans Saints. And at the long snapper position is Josh Harris from the Atlanta Falcons. So congratulations to the Pro Bowl selections for both the AFC and the NFC. And again, the Pro Bowl is going to be played this year at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home to the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders, February 6th, 2022 on ESPN, ABC, and Disney XD. So check it out. The stars shine bright at the Pro Bowl. So that's going to do it for this week's edition of the League Wraparound. A big special thank you again to Ali Hysong, co-host of the Here We Go Brownies podcast, giving us the 411 on currently what's happening with the Cleveland Browns. Excuse me, giving us the 411 that's going on with the Dog Pound in Cleveland. And until next week, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've listened to the League Wraparound.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.